This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. Anything that you want to discuss, the phones are open, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
This is Laser.
And Alu. Laser and Alu joining us from LibertyBlock.com. We spent the first hour talking a lot about Ukraine because Laser spent the last couple of years there and has, you know, perspective. But you still don't really know what exactly is happening there because
Nobody does.
Hard to really have any clue, even if you're actually on the ground, to know what's really going on. You can't trust the Russian government. You certainly can't trust the Ukrainian government. And the Western media is just parroting whatever the Ukrainian government says. So if you got a question about Ukraine or you know what it was like to live there, you could certainly answer those questions because you actually did live there. And you were saying it's surprisingly free by comparison during the COVID crackdowns compared to, say, most of the United States.
Yeah, life was pretty good for a couple of years.
So we're going to get into something that the two of you guys disagree on, apparently, and that is something to do with secession. And I want to get into that, but first, Sarah's on the line, and she's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have to get up the speaker. Yeah, our state legislature, they're debating right now whether to give us, like, about $300 per person or $600 a person state rebate for to make up for the gas prices.
And now, hold on, Sarah, before you go on, is this $600 or $300 one time, like for the rest of the year, or will this be per month? What's the deal?
Well, it sounds like, I think it's like a one-time deal with our tax returns, but you have to file it.
Right. Like so you guys have an income tax there.
Yeah, I think so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but with me,
she thinks so. She's lived there her whole life. She's never worked a day in her life, so she actually has no idea whether or not there's an income tax in the state of New Mexico.
Well, all I know is that I'm qualified for $70 state rebate that I could claim, but it's so much like hassle that I just. I just don't bother with it. And the same thing for this $300. By the time I get my printout, calling Social Security, run around, figure out where to go to get the free tax help, and I sit there for a whole hour waiting for this, for them to do my taxes. But and if I forget my bank number, my routing number, they make you go back and do it all over again. So I just learned it's not worth the money. For the aggravation.
You know, that's really interesting, Sarah, because I got to say, that's a perspective I didn't expect to hear from somebody who loves the idea of communism. And you just think the government should run everything, but yet here you are giving us a great example of how frustrating you find the government's process to simply get, you know, a $70 or a $300 rebate. I mean, why would you want this same government to be running everything from health care to providing you with food?
Believe that the government run system would be run a lot more smoother. I mean, it's just
why
the
system you're talking about is a government run system. The very system you just explained to us that you, who don't even have a job, so you could absolutely spend as much time navigating this paperwork stack or whatever, that all the bureaucracy that you would need to. You've got plenty of time in which to do this, but even you are saying it's not worth your time to jump through all their ridiculous hoops, but yet you think it would somehow get better with more government?
Well, the thing is, I'm with a communist program. I mean, right now I'm getting Medicaid. I'm getting Social Security disability every month, and it was a pain in the butt to get on these things. Or Social Security, I had to go to appointments, fill out an application. I actually had to have a social worker to help me fill it out because I could not do it myself.
It's that complicated.
Well, I mean, for somebody like me, it was frustrating for me. It was like 13 pages. I got really intimidated.
Wow.
So, but And then I have
but
to
that was
to
worth it to you because you get payments every month, right? Like it's ongoing. They're going to take care of you. So you jump through those hoops.
Well, I did it in the beginning, so I get $840 a month. But you know what? About 20 years ago, they used to jack everybody up once a year and do a reevaluation. But what happens, they got a lawyer, and then they put a stop to it for harassing people. Once you had a, they were doing that. I would get called in. I was, like, so scared. They made you see a psychiatrist, and they would interrogate me. What should you work? What should you work? And they were doing this to everybody that was disabled.
So now they can't ask you anymore. Now it's just once you're signed up, you're good for life, huh?
Right, right. They don't bother you. But see, this $300, they make it so that, well, it's a way to, like, cheat you out of the people's money. They make it so it's not worth your while, and they blame you. It's like, we have a Section 8. We have all this rebate. You just don't claim it because you're lazy. Because it's not worth it for all the red tape and all the harassment that they make you go through. By the time you do get the money, I would spend like $200 worth of aggravation and grief every year.
And considering all the aggravation and grief, you want this government to run not just this part of your life, but every part of your life.
Lisa,
well, the thing is, I'm gonna let go of this $300, and the $70 every year that I could qualify for, and then they claim there's tens of thousands of people that could get free money and they don't take it, but we'll show you how to get it.
Well, there's no such thing as free money.
It's a little gimmick.
So.
For Sarah, there is.
Well, it's redistributed money from your neighbors and from us.
And she doesn't mind stealing. Laser, did you have a question for Sarah?
I was just going to comment that sounds like the entire taxation system, wherein they say you get all these rebates, but by the time you take 6 months off work to figure out how to fill out their documents that are intentionally impossible to fill, you've lost a lot more money than the money that they would give back to you that they already stole from you the first time.
Are you talking about the unemployment? That's how they do it. The unemployment, they treat you like you're a welfare recipient. They aggravate you.
Well, I would contend that by definition, unemployment is a form of welfare.
Yeah, but you know what? You earned it. You paid into the system.
I mean, that's one where you do pay into it, right? Like, I've never taken it. I've never looked
at it. Well, to some extent, we all pay into every tax
system. Let's say you paid in $5,000. Well, after the first $5,000 of unemployment you claim, well, then I paid into it for you.
Can you get more than what you paid in? Is that a thing? I don't know.
They have no idea how much you
paid
in.
I think it's not really like a thing you pay in for and you get. Like, yes. I think it's like a tax. Like,
it is.
Okay. Payroll tax and then you get. Yeah.
All right, Sarah. So you love the government, but you don't like their paperwork. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, the thing is, in this case, it's too piddly. If they enticed me with a $600,
you didn't answer my question. I understand the money is what you're really focused on here, because you just want to get more money from the state. But I just want to clarify: you really love all these government programs, but you don't like all the paperwork, right?
No, I don't like the paperwork. No, they aggravate you. Nothing's for free, believe me. You know, no, they harass you. They make you work for it, believe it or not.
Yeah, Sarah, I have a question
for you.
You
would never know that. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Alu. Yeah, nice to meet you. I listen to you every night on Free Talk Live. It's great to talk to you live now. I actually love New Mexico. My little brother lived there. I love New Mexico.
I lived there for a while as well.
Yeah, I have a question for you. A lot of the aggravation, and I do agree it is aggravating, a lot of what you're dealing with is actually because of the federal government, because of D.C. politicians, these horrible guys like Trump and McConnell. If New Mexico were independent from the union, all of this would be done through your capital, which, what is that, Santa Fe? So all of this would be done through your state government, which would be a lot closer to home and more accountable. So do you support state independence for New Mexico? It would make your life a lot easier, just less aggravation and paperwork.
No, I think that's not important, because each state has a lot of their autonomy. You know, our state lets the criminals run wild, and we're so kind to the homeless people and panhandlers. So each state does their own little thing.
Well, you get money from the feds.
Yeah.
Having lived in New Mexico for a short while, I learned a few things, such as that Albuquerque is the Grand Theft Auto capital of the United States of America.
Really?
It is one of the highest violent crime cities in the United States of America. New Mexico's education system ranks 51st in the United States.
Is it Sarah or someone else? There's a caller who says
one of the poorest states in the United States of America. New Mexico has a lot of improvement to do on literally all of the things.
51st, does that mean it's worse than D.C.?
Yes, sir.
Jeez. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-2. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Well, it's not just New Mexico that's talking about giving people money for gasoline. Now they're talking about a national monthly stimulus check for that.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us 603-283-6160. It's Ian and a couple of the guys from LibertyBlock.com. Yeah, Laser and Alu in the studio here tonight. So there's lots of stuff in the news that we could talk about, and I do want to get into the secession topic, but since Sarah brought it up, and she's actually gotten pretty good at bringing up issues, she used to only talk about, like, pedestrian-related stuff in Albuquerque, and now she kind of talks about quite a variety. So since she brought this one up, I've had this one sitting in show prep for a couple of days. The story from Fox5NY.com, where everybody knows the price of gas is up. Los Angeles on Tuesday became the first major city in the U.S. to reach an average gas price of over $6.
I really wish you hadn't even said that out loud. My insides hurt.
Well, at least we don't live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of reasons not to live there. But that's according to Gas Buddy, which reported the national average gas price has, you know, it's over $4 right now, wherever it is in the U.S. And according to a proposal from representatives, whoever, from Connecticut and California and Illinois, they are looking to give Americans $100 a month. Yeah, free money.
I would like to point out several things. One, I think let's all be shocked together that these representatives are from Connecticut, California, and Illinois. Two, I literally filled up my truck about an hour and a half before coming on this show tonight.
Okay.
It cost me $120.
For how many gallons?
A lot. 30 gallons. It was a little under 30 gallons. I have 35 gallons.
Okay.
But I literally found the cheapest gas station within three states. I drove my truck down to about, I don't know, after it said I had 16 miles left in there,
uh-huh.
It just said, your fuel is low. So I drove it dry to drive through several states to arrive at the cheapest gas station between southern Maryland and the middle of New Hampshire, and it still cost me $100.
You drove halfway to Florida today to look for gas.
I drove 550 miles today.
Virginia?
But since Maryland, the cheapest gas station was near Hooksett, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
So I drove all the way there and saved about $30-ish on my tank. About $14 on my tank. And it still cost me $120. So unless you drive a go-kart or one of those $200 Barbie cars from Walmart, I'm not sure just how effective $100 a month is going to be for
you. Why do you got to bring up my car?
Hey, the Barbie cars are sweet. You know what it costs to get that paint job on my truck? Like $4,000.
So they're talking about what they're calling a quote-unquote energy rebate of $100 per month and $100 for each dependent, apparently, for the rest of 2022 in any month where the national average gas prices exceed $4 per gallon. And I expect that's probably going to be for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
I love it. I say I'm all for it. Let's go, Brandon, and let's go accelerationism and give out more free money.
You're saying let the printing presses go as high as possible.
I just really like the part where most Americans who have 13 kids don't really even own a car. So let's give them $1,300 a month. That makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. They wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think this will just, you know, more inflation. Let's keep printing it. Let's go $30 trillion in debt. We'll be $40 trillion in debt in a few months, maybe. It's going to be $10 trillion every few months. And the D.C. empire and the U.S. dollar will collapse. And that's another reason, by the way, I'm optimistic about independence in that, and we all agree, once the D.C. empire collapses, because the dollar collapses and the petrodollar, and now some countries might accept things besides the dollar, like maybe yuan or other stuff or other forms of currency I'm not the greatest expert in. But once that happens, the U.S. dollar plummets in demand. And then, you know, there's less demand and less value of the dollar. And then the D.C. empire collapses because they can't pay their own defense contractors and military and billion-dollar bombs and trillion-dollar F-35s. Then we'd be independent once they collapse. So that's another good thing.
No doubt. And we're going to get into that as well. By the way, the number is 603-283-6160. But here's the statement from which representative is this? Thompson, whoever the hell that is. Thompson from California. He said, Americans are feeling the impact at the pump of Vladimir Putin's illegal invasion of Ukraine. And right now, we must work together on common sense policy solutions to ease the financial burden that my constituents are feeling, he said.
So, I love that they can blame everything on Putin now.
Yeah,
you know,
very convenient.
Yeah, even though they first came in, when were the first rockets fired? 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks?
Something like that.
24th, yeah. A month.
Yeah, so a month. And they even think inflation was an issue in the United States, you know, since 1913. But especially last year, inflation's been out of control, obviously, you know. And a few months ago, even, they announced it's like 7.9% annually, which it's probably higher. It's probably 15, 20, 30%. But they blame it on Putin, even though, you know, them invading Ukraine, and now there's a bit of issues with oil from Russia or Ukraine. That's true. But the great thing about them saying, we're going to protect you from Putin, is it's the opposite. What the federal government is doing with sanctions and you know, making it harder for international trade is hurting Russian citizens, hurting American citizens,
sure is.
Driving up the cost of all the products that now can't get here. Because of corona fascism, there were supply chain issues, and things were more expensive. There are plenty of things we just couldn't get because of corona fascism, because Let's Go Brandon had, you know, how many hundreds or thousands of ships off the coast of California could knock and unload. So there were supply chain issues, but now...
Still are, from what I understand.
Yeah. But because of even more sanctions on these countries, on Russia, which produces plenty of things, and now just hampers international trade, and now it makes things more expensive for us. So when they say we're going to punish Putin, they're not. Putin is fine. I'm sure he's well-fed. But they're
sure
hurting
is.
Innocent Russian people with sanctions, like you were talking about on Free Talk Live a lot. And sanctions just hurt people, you know, the consumer and the producers. So they can't get the money, and we can't get the products. So the sanctions are hurting the people. So this guy Thompson, screw him, he's hurting the people with his sanctions in the federal government.
Oh, but they're going to love him because he's cutting them a check. Now, it hasn't passed. It's just a proposal right now. But, I mean, I don't see any reason why this won't pass. Right, every other giveaway in the last 2 years, all this quote-unquote stimulus checks, they didn't have much opposition, did they? It was a bipartisan effort. Remember, the first stimulus checks came out under Trump. This wasn't some sort of Democrat program.
I got comments on comments. So, one, this is totally going to pass, whether in this form or some other.
Right.
I think we've learned over the last 2 years that if it's any sort of vague proposal to rain money from the skies and print it, they're going to do it.
Bold prediction. Thomas Massie will be the only no vote, and he'll get destroyed for
it. I will totally second your bold prediction, because God bless that man and his off-the-grid home in the hills that he built with his bare hands, because somebody in this country has to work hard and still succeed. So I hate to say it as someone who grew up a very patriotic American, but very early on, before this whole war actually broke out, back in early January, when things slowly started to ramp and there was talk, and I sat down, and I like to consider myself a relatively intelligent human being who's relatively well-versed in the history of war, especially in the last 200 years, and every conclusion I arrived at was that the only real winner, if Ukraine and Russia go to all-out war, is probably the United States. And much of the reasoning is because of what you just said, which is that our economy was sliding, and by sliding, I mean it was free-falling off an endless cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point or another, as has happened throughout history, when any economy falls and keeps falling and keeps falling and keeps falling, and wealth disappears, and people's livelihoods disappear, and their businesses collapse, and you take everything they've saved, eventually the people have had enough, and Marie Antoinette loses her head when she says, "Let them eat cake." And the only way out of that is to make a bigger bad guy.
A boogeyman.
If you have
the new Hitler.
That's right, the new Hitler.
Well, plenty of analysts have been saying this. I think conservatives, libertarians, centrists have been saying, after corona fascism wanes, after 2 years we're sick of it, you know, they're going to have some big war for us to focus
on.
It
is.
You need it. You need
right
the boogeyman. Blame him.
The number's 603-283-6160. You can join the show and share your thoughts. The $100 check might be coming soon from the federal government. Eventually, they're probably going to force you to take their central bank digital currency, but they're not ready for that yet. We got more on the way, though. You can share your thoughts. Also, we'll talk about
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are getting back to work at a historic pace. That was his reaction to the number of first-time unemployment claims dropping to 187,000 last week. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell puts himself in the no column for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind. But after studying the nominee's record, and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
During confirmation hearings this week, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee portrayed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as soft on crime. This is USA Radio News. The United Nations is releasing a report on how Russia's invasion of Ukraine is affecting kids in Ukraine.
More than half of the children in Ukraine have now been displaced in 1 month since Russia invaded, according to the United Nations, either fleeing the country entirely as refugees or moving around internally to try to find safe areas. 4.3 million of the country's 8 million children have been displaced from their homes, according to the United Nations. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Brazoria County Grand Jury is passing on charges against Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns quarterback was no-billed on Thursday. He was accused of sexual misconduct involving a masseuse. A separate grand jury in nearby Harris County made a similar decision on other sexual misconduct charges earlier this month. The Browns acquired Watson from the Houston Texans last week. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
I'm Laser.
And Alu.
Laser and Alu joining us from LibertyBlock.com. Be sure to check out their website. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. Also, I do want to let you know about our Odyssey channel. We are streaming live there every single night, and video archives are available anytime you want them over at video.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find our channel, and we sure would appreciate it if you follow, a.k.a. subscribe to the channel there over at video.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Chris is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Chris. Chris? Arizona? Oh, man, he was there. Chris going once? Chris going twice? He was on a cell phone, so I'm going to put him back on hold. Maybe he was just in a bad cell, and hopefully we will get him back. He was fired up about Sarah, so I definitely want to hear, what he has to say. We'll get back to that. But in related news to this story about a potential $100 per month stipend being cut to, I guess, everyone in America, presuming this thing passes, and Laser, your prediction is this is going to pass.
I mean, if we pass a $3-point-whatever-trillion bill and then another, what's another?
Yep.
Million, billion, trillion, who cares?
Exactly. They've got the printing presses on full bore at this point, so you know it doesn't matter to them. And $100 a month is, you know, pennies, basically, compared to what they're giving away to the corporation, so
yep.
Whatever. But then there's another story here. The same story by Fox5NY.com, but the second portion. A representative, Peter DeFazio of Oregon, has proposed the Stop Gas Price Gouging Tax and Rebate Act. The bill would, quote, create a windfall profit tax on excessive corporate profits and return revenue to American consumers in the form of a tax rebate. DeFazio said, big oil's foaming at the mouth. After price gouging Americans in 2021 to make record profits, big oil is now reaping the benefits of Vladimir Putin's price hike. My legislation would tax their excess profits in 2022 and return the revenue back to Americans. It's time to put people over profits, period, he says.
As a clinician, I just want to point out that psychosis is a real thing, and his reality is clearly not the one.
So he's a communist, and there was actually a similar bill proposed by communists in New Hampshire a year or two ago. I wrote an article about it for Liberty Block, not only a year ago. In February of 2021, we published an article on libertyblock.com titled Disturbing Socialist SB 138, Senate Bill 138, attacks the free market. I think this was the one that pretty much said anytime there's market disruption, which means anything in the world, I'm sure Corona Fascism is market disruption, anything that's somewhat essential, which they kind of list like pretty much every product in the world, from toilet paper to Band-Aids and everything else, if there's excessive profiting, like if you increase it by 5% or more, then it'll be a crime. So I love how they say excessive profits, because profit means...
Who decides?
Yeah.
I also like how they spend 2 years burning every company and business to the ground, but then when people try to make up for the fact that they've had 2 years of insanely negative net income, now it's price gouging.
Yeah, the bill would make it illegal for anyone to sell any essential item at more than 15% what the baseline cost was. So if something increases 15% over the span of, I don't know, a month or a year. But again, inflation alone is probably 10, 15, 20, 30%.
Well, where are we at now? Technically, officially, it's 7%?
7.9%, I think, was the consumer product, whatever the hell they call it, index that happened for the month of February.
Right.
The wholesale price index hit 10%.
Jeez.
So that's like double digits for the first time in 40 years. I think the first time in actually the history of the producer price index being calculated.
What about real estate? Is it up like 20-30%?
Quite a bit.
Who knows?
It depends on where you are, so you can't really just say real estate, because it's different in Chicago as it is in New Hampshire, as it is in Jacksonville. But we just talked about this the other night. Actually, again, credit to Sarah for bringing the topic up. But there was a story on 60 Minutes where they had interviewed real estate agents and people who own houses that are renting. Rents in a lot of cities have gone up 30-40% in the last year. So the people who are in a year-long lease, when it's time for them to renew their lease, their landlords are coming to them saying, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to pay me 40% more.
And you can't make 40% because that guy, Mr. Smith, who's leasing, and it just went up 30%, can't sell his products at his convenience store down the block for more than 15% more because these goons, you know, it didn't pass in New Hampshire, but there's this federal bill and all that.
Oh, yeah.
If this were the law, men with guns would come to punish them.
I want to point out that there was that whole rent freeze movement / you don't have to pay thing by the federal government during COVID.
For a long time.
For a very long time. And on top of all of that, I think that this means we're in the pipeline for an amazing stimulus bill called the You Deserve a Roof stimulus. And that'll be at least $1,000 a month for every individual over the age of cat.
Well, so, UBI is going to happen. It's inevitable now. In a year or two, we're going to have a UBI in the United States.
I mean, we almost already do. They just like to break it into 11 different parts and call it, this is for your shoes, this is for your
school,
this is for
your house. Yeah, and it got so crazy that Andrew Yang said, let's get rid of everything and have a UBI. And I'm like, you know what? You're so socialist, but we're already communist. You're right. I agree with you.
In fairness,
if we could have a UBI and get rid of his everything
else. Simplifies it. We have 22 different things that comprise a UBI.
We would save billions just on administrative costs.
He's right.
Because it would get rid of welfare programs. Yep.
Which presumes that they would get rid of all those programs.
Well, what Yang was saying when he was running in the primary is, my plan would be to get rid of everything and just have UBI.
Yeah, but his plan wouldn't necessarily be what they pass.
Definitely.
Well,
not.
Listen, Ian, in Congress, things happen to a bill, and there's input, and in the bill, it'll be 3,000 pages.
And you know who's going to give
things
input?
Things be in there.
You know who's going to be giving input? The people who work in the welfare offices that would be proposed to be shut down because of this. All of those bureaucrats are going to come in there and say, whoa, our jobs, we got unions here.
By the time the bill gets passed, it's like, wait, there's $87 billion going to Iran? How is this in the bill?
Yeah, it was in the I'm mostly focused on the $143 million going for a study from Stanford University on what happens if you feed the cracker goldfish to the fish goldfish.
So I think something you're going to see later this year, once the midterm elections start heating up and candidates start taking positions on things, is you're going to see a lot of this talk, like this last bill that I talked about, where they're talking about taxing big oil or going after the corporate profits, right? Because remember, before Putin was the go-to bad guy for, it's all his fault, they were saying, it's the corporations, they're the ones causing inflation because they're raising prices.
And it's the corporations bailed out by the federal government for the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
And they're just so greedy. Well, here's this narrative is still in play. Okay, so commondreams.org, which is a leftist, hard leftist blog site, Jake Johnson reports on a survey that shows, let's see here, Friday it was released by the advocacy group Fight Corporate Monopolies. They took a poll, and they showed that 82% of registered U.S. voters blame big companies for at least some of the recent inflation spike and want elected officials to, quote, take on powerful CEOs and rein in corporate greed to lower prices.
It's almost like propaganda works, Ian.
It is. And so I think you're going to see this fall, you're going to see a lot of promises from politicians about how they're going to target the corporations, they're going to make them pay, maybe price controls are going to be thrown out there as a potential solution to this, which of course is just begging for even quicker economic disaster and destruction of small businesses and, because obviously a mom-and-pop business is going to get hurt the hardest by things like price controls. And I just think that's what you're going to see.
Yep. Well, it's communism. I mean, price controls, it's really right there with communism, socialism, authoritarianism.
Yeah,
the government tells you what you can sell things for.
Just wait. I mean, it's very easy to control the price when it all costs one ticket and you wait in line for your stale bread.
Well, you know what Bernie Sanders said about bread lines? I think he said it was good,
Did he?
It's organized and people get bread and it's fair, yeah.
I mean, in fairness to Bernie Sanders, he predates bread. So
did you know Bernie Sanders was interviewed for this? He's a co-sponsor. He's a co-sponsor.
Everyone deserves bread and a roof over their head.
What is this legislation they're even talking about? I don't even know. But there's some sort of legislation, I guess, involved here already. I'm not really clear on what it is, but he says last year, oil and gas companies made $174 billion in profits. This year, they're on track to make more.
He read that news from his vacation home, number 4.
Yeah. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. The sad news is Americans are completely ignorant about what inflation is and how it happens. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. That's why we need independence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. Just dial in here to do it, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
I'm Laser.
And Alu.
Those guys, Laser and Alu, joining us from LibertyBlock.com. Be sure to check them out over there. They have a podcast and various different articles. I don't know how many you're doing per week, Alu, but I don't know how you do anything else. He's got like a full-time job. He's got, I don't know, five articles per week or something that he's cranking out over there.
Who does more? He's giving Carpal Tunnel a run for its money.
Incredible stuff. Check them out. So we're going to get into the discussion that you guys were having as you walked in the front door here at the studio tonight. There was just this cacophony of noise out on the front porch because you guys were just arguing about secession. And not so much about whether or not secession can happen, but whether or not it can happen without violence. I don't want to misrepresent your
position. No, you nailed it. To be clear, we both firmly believe in the smallest possible form of organization and or government, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, the smaller it is, the better it is.
So, like, the individual would be the optimal one?
If I could be my own government, I promise I would treat me well.
Okay. If you don't, then it's you. So, do you how
and,
you want,
and to
right?
be even more clear, we both agree with independence. We both supported independence.
And is it true that Laser recruited you into the idea of independence?
I don't know. I mean, he in a lot of ways, he, you know, being a year and a half older, he was first to the Liberty Movement before I was. When I was, you know, 18, he was 19 and a half.
Okay.
And when he turned 18, he registered as Libertarian Party.
Oh, wow.
So he was already understood enough to know the two parties.
Where was this, in Connecticut?
This is back in New York.
When we lived in New York.
Where your Libertarian vote means exactly nothing.
About as much as a Republican vote. So, and I was still, you know, 18. I was in high school playing football. And I started to pay attention more. I was an average conservative. You know, I voted for, my dad said vote for the Republicans, so I voted for Republican. I knew the basics of free markets and gun rights and all that. I respected the police and all that. And as I followed the primaries in 2016, the primaries, I started thinking Rand Paul, Ted Cruz saying some things that make sense. Then I grew to like Rand Paul a lot more, obviously. He was saying liberty things. And I started learning more, but Laser was still kind of already voluntarist, identified as anarchist, I think, when he was 18, 19 years old.
That's me.
Then over the last few years, as I became more libertarian, I thought independence was a no-brainer, so no one ever had to really convince me, I don't think. Well, we both supported liberty and independence forever. And to be clear, what we were arguing about, and I know we were pretty intense. I'm sure we woke up the whole team and possibly half of Vermont. Because when we argue, we're, you know, passionate. And we both agree with independence that it should happen, and it's the right thing to happen, and the D.C. Empire sucks and has to go. Mm-hmm. But he was saying, if it happens, the U.S. government will kill us. It can't happen peacefully. We want it to be peaceful, like we said in our amendment, but they will not let us go. They will rather kill us. And I was saying, I'm not so sure. Maybe they wouldn't kill us. You know, let's declare independence. If they kill us, it's on them. But I don't think they would. But if they do, we'll die peacefully. We just want to leave. The right to be left alone. So that was the argument. He thinks, we both agree with it. He thinks they'll kill us if we leave. And I'm optimistic. How many people do you think
they're going to kill? Are they going to drop a nuclear weapon on New Hampshire? Are they going to just go in and target the leadership? What do you think that they're going
to
do?
If I were to draw upon history, both in the United States and around the world, for practically all well-documented history, I would say they will start with the leaders, but if push comes to shove, they would sooner see every single life extinguished than lose a piece of land over which they currently have a stranglehold.
No matter how terrible of a PR move that would be, I mean, that is, they would lose so much legitimacy in the eyes of the rest of the population of the United States, don't you think? You don't think so?
For one generation. And my evidence for this in the United States is, as the reason that I wound up the small L libertarian, because I don't even really affiliate with the party, I have only ever been registered to vote as a libertarian. Mm-hmm. Call it what you want, put whatever labels on it, whether it's an anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, small-L libertarian. I simply believe you do you, I do me, don't punch me, I won't punch you, don't touch my wallet, and I don't care what you do. Now, in the United States, as I got into all of this when I was in high school, I was 14 to 15 years old, and I began to really, really spend time studying the foundation of the United States up until about the year 1900. And the entire United States completely changed in the 1860s. That war, which I refuse to call the Civil War, mm-hmm. It has many names. It's called the Civil War, obviously. It's, in some parts of the South, the War of Northern Aggression. I could go either way. Yeah. My favorite name is very simply Lincoln's War.
There you go.
Because this was a war by one man for his entirely egotistical purposes. This was Lincoln's war. Lincoln made it very clear, well along the campaign trail, to be clear, and I won't digress too much, but in the very, very brief period during which Lincoln was an elected politician in the state of Illinois, Abraham Lincoln, if you follow his voting record, was not of the opinion that black people should be allowed to own land or have any rights whatsoever.
You don't even have to follow his voting record. He talked about it.
He did. In his inauguration speech, when he won the presidency, he stated not only that he has no interest in ending slavery, but furthermore, that even if he did, he doesn't have the power.
Well,
until, of course, the Gettysburg Address, when, you know, it was a great PR move that had no effect because he didn't control the areas in which it still existed. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to condone slavery. It's an awful, awful institution, and it's horrific. However, it was slowly on the way out. It probably would have lasted, but probably we didn't need to kill 725 to 800,000 people.
No, the rest of the world got rid of slavery without
exactly.
a war.
Exactly, and we didn't. And to be clear, Abraham Lincoln only jumped on that train when he realized it was the only way he could recruit people into the war. In the mm-hmm. early war, Abraham Lincoln, so a very, very, very quick review of it all, Abraham Lincoln gets elected president. He says a lot of stuff. South Carolina says, absolutely not. We told you we were going to leave. We're out. The South Carolina legislature votes, formally and properly, that they are simply out. Other states begin to follow over the course of the subsequent months. More states followed. Two states were wound up split, Kentucky and Maryland. The reason the Maryland flag looks so unique is that it's actually the Crossland and Calvert banners, and the South fought under one of those, and the North fought under the other, and after the war, when Maryland reconciled, they simply put them together, and that's why the Maryland flag looks like no other flag in the United States. Because Maryland was a split state, it tried to secede. Lincoln swept in and started arresting judges and politicians, the ones who he couldn't get escaped, and therefore they could never formally vote to secede, but they tried. And they in Kentucky had people fighting on both sides of the war, obviously Virginia initially, and then they split into Virginia and West Virginia, which was a southern state and a northern state. But in the early going, Lincoln had practically zero support for his war. He didn't. And you can still dig up northern newspapers from New York, from Philadelphia, from Boston, from all the northern states and cities, and nobody supported Lincoln's war. What Lincoln essentially did is blockade South Carolina, which most countries have always recognized as an act of war because you destroy the economy. He blockaded South Carolina. South Carolina said, "You're in our waters now. We are no longer a part of you. Please leave." He said, "No." They said, "You need to leave." He said, "No." They said, "Well, we'll shoot you." And he said, "Well, I'm not going anywhere." So eventually they fired on Fort Sumter, at which point Lincoln turned around and went, "Oh, no, they fired at us. They started a war." "Well, you're in their waters." He had no support. There were newspapers that saw this coming. There were journalists and editors that saw this coming. There were politicians that saw this coming. They said it. He promptly sent them to an island prison off the city of New York without any due process whatsoever because he suspended habeas corpus. It's nice to be the king.
Yeah.
And that was simply that. And he had no support, and yet he made the war anyway. And over the course of the war, he changes the narrative. He was clear in speech after speech, letter after letter. The war was about, and I quote, preservation of the Union.
Yep. Always was.
That's what the war was. Lincoln didn't care about slaves. Lincoln didn't care about race. Lincoln didn't care about it. He cared about not being the guy who goes down in history under which he lost half the land he was elected to reign supreme over. And ultimately, that's what any leader anywhere in the world, anywhere in history, really cares about when it comes to dissatisfaction amongst their citizens and any sort of effort to leave it. And beyond the United States, where obviously it ended in the single bloodiest war, not just the bloodiest war, but that war killed more people than every single other war from the Revolutionary War till today combined. The Nazis couldn't kill more than 65% of the people that Abraham Lincoln could. There's your perspective. Now, if you look at everywhere else in the world, it's kind of been the same thing. Northern Ireland has been fighting for their independence forever. England is simply not going to have it. The Basque in northern Spain have been an independent kingdom. Their language is the only extant language in its entire family, and there is nothing related to it in the last 1,500 years at least.
Is this Catalonia?
This is the Basque.
I don't know the different areas.
So there are several different areas. Galicia was a kingdom. The Basque had their own kingdom. Spain is very, very split. Now, a lot of the Basque were fighting for independence, and are still some of their groups and some of their people are considered terrorists by the Spanish government. The Basque, literally, their DNA branches off 2,000 years ago. And yet Spain still says, no, you're Spain.
Part of us.
Right.
But I know there was an independence movement in Catalonia, so that's not the same group. That's a different,
group. There are several groups in Spain that had kingdoms and wanted back.
And Madrid got very violent with the Catalonian.
Of course they did.
Independence. Well, there's no doubt. 603-283-6160. But can it be done differently this time? Ollie thinks it can. And we're going to dig in deeper here. Hour 3's on the way. You can join.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.